morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. This is Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and we are live today. And you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to one question, the question that's the biggest thing on your mind. And you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we pick up those phone lines right after the first break. Want to talk about some up-and-coming events. We're going to be updating the website. We're a little bit behind. For those of you that don't know that live on the East West Coast, I live on the East Coast, and we did get the effects of Irene, the hurricane, so we didn't have power for a week, and our internet service was down and all that other stuff, phone service, internet. But we're up and running right now, so we're a little bit behind on updating the calendars. So I do want to say that, but Wendy is very busily getting that stuff done. So this week we'll be adding a lot of the up-and-coming classes. I want to give you a heads up, the free teleclass on Tuesday, September 20th, 8 to 9 p.m., free teleclass is going along with the teleclasses that I've been giving all year long. And this is where we talk, we gather, we do attunements. Where it's not only a, it's a healing class, it's a balancing class for yourself, and also we put out the energy to the world, to the earth, and it helps strengthen you, and it's also prayers, and it's bridging. It's a bridging time. It's a time for us to connect and also send that healing, balancing energy out to the earth, each other and the earth. So the next one is September 20th at 8 to 9 p.m., and this, again, is free. And if you're not able to make it because you're working that time or whatever, don't take one of the spaces, please, because people get bumped up. We only have a certain amount of free spots, and so you can listen to it. The numbers are going to be up the day or day after, so you're not going to miss the class. I'm just asking that you don't take up the space if you know you're not going to be able to be physically live on that call. And I'm also going to ask people to this time do something different. Usually I talk about what's going on energy-wise, whether just to have weathering the energetic storms that are happening lately. But you could feel free to email questions and ask any kind of questions that you want, and I will be reading those. So you could email union@1111@yahoo.com. Again, email, just say for September 20th class, union1111@yahoo.com. And if you're not, again, available that night, I can read it and you can listen to the replay. So it doesn't matter if you can't listen to it. I will get to those questions. So, because I think it's time for us to address some questions, because there's a lot of stuff going on. People are really feeling these energetic shifts. And so we can share our different stories, and then we could also talk about what's going on and how is it affecting each and every single one of us. So that's the free teleclass coming up on September 20th. We also have the gatherings that are set up to the rest of the year. We just had one this Saturday. This Friday night, it's usually the first Friday of the month from 7 to 9 p.m. You can get the MP3 and listen to that. There's a lot of information. It's very, very powerful. People are sharing their versions of what's happening in their life, and everyone can learn something about it. One of the girls last Friday said that she was having a lot of anxiety, and that was really not only herself. It was like kind of radiating out to her whole family, her husband, her 7-year-old daughter. And so as soon as she said that, many people in the class that were on the phone, I heard, yes, I understand. Me too. So people are understanding that there's a wave of like this anxiety kind of energy, this under tension, energetic tension. So then we talked about that and gave tools and tips and how to be able to work through that anxiety. And a lot of times I always talk about energy maintenance. Now more than ever, we want to do that maintenance, and I've compared to this for years as far as by not doing any kind of energy maintenance, it's like not brushing your teeth or taking a shower, and we're going to really start feeling it more and more, and it's not any kind of punishment or anything like that. Some people get into that this is like a period that has to be very chaotic. What it's doing is as the light energy is coming down, it's going into any kind of corners that have a heavier energy. And I like the analogy. If you were to put in a light bulb and replace a 50-watt light bulb and go into a room and put a 1,000-watt light bulb, when you look in the corners of the rooms, all of a sudden you're going to see more cobwebs than you did before. You're going to see more dust than you did before. So you can consider Earth right now is getting a lot of a light bulb upgrade. Energy is coming down that is literally light and lighter. So anything that is heavier, darker, denser, and that also means chaos. Chaos energetically is a heavier, darker energy. It looks like a 50-watt light bulb or a 25-watt light bulb, or fear is like a 50-watt light bulb. So when we bring in these higher light energies, they literally bring up, it's like imagine a great big, it looks like to me a symbol of a magnet in front of our hearts personally, and it's pulling up any kind of fear balls or any kind of lower energies. It magnetizes to the end. The magnet helps pull up anything that's a lower energy, so then we could hold more light. And that's why we talk about the age of light, new age, enlightenment. If you notice, the word light is there everywhere. So as we become lighter beings, anything that's heavier or darker in us is going to come up to the surface so we can transmute it. It's not about denying it. It's not about shoving it underneath the carpet. It's not about suppression or repression. And it's also not about swimming in the heaviness or the victim mentality or the fear. It's about being able to say, here is practical tools to get me out of this pattern. And these tools work, these patterns work, because they literally create new narrow pathways within your energy field. They have been around for thousands and thousands of years, these techniques. They come in and get modified as we get modified. So these have been handed down by oral traditions, by an ancient schools that have been around during Atlantean time and Lemurian time or in ancient Egypt time. So these techniques have been in our energetic history. So the more we can embrace those techniques, the more we embody them. And what we also are doing is the guides showed me this symbol of us collectively hearing a lot of concepts or truth, spiritual truth. Just let's say, for example, all is one. You can do this too and more. With the faith of mustard seed, you can move a mountain. All of those kind of things. We've heard those things throughout our lifetime, and now is the time to take those truths beyond concepts. Many people hold those energy things. When they hear it, they say, yes, be the angel having the human experience. And I watch their energy field, and they get all excited. They're like, yes, I am the angel. I am the angel having the human experience. But it's taken it beyond like a thought. That sounds familiar. When we embody it, when we embody the angel, when we become the angel having the human experience, you're literally putting those light, that energy, those codes, the angel codes, into the physical body and radiating them out from the inside out. So this journey right now is how to embody this energy. And the key is, as we're bringing that energy, literally that light energy into the physical body is the densest of the bodies. And being the densest does not mean that it's lowly, that it's the body gets us in trouble, because there's a real collective subconscious pattern that the body, the physical body, the temple, has gotten us kicked out of the Garden of Eden or made us fall into duality or separation. But the body is part of our makeup. We came down here to have a physical experience, and that physical experience allows us to appreciate delicious food, allows us to hug our children and our partners, allows us to feel, touch, sense. And so that physical experience is actually very, very beautiful. What we want to do as we're putting that light energy into the physical vessel, it will, because it's the densest, it could bring up any kind of blocks. And that does mean physical dis-ease too, or discord within ourselves. So when we start embodying these concepts, our whole life changes. It cannot not. We start seeing life differently. All of a sudden, you can find your whole, the way you thought your life should be going because of the man-made rules. You get a job, you get a kid, you get a pension, and all of a sudden you start questioning that, and you say, I can't stand my job. I feel like I'm losing my life force. And if you were to look in it energetically, it looks like you are literally losing your life force when we are getting drained by those situations, relationships, jobs, anything that's draining us. So now is the time to cut out those leaks, to stop the drainage, and be able to replenish ourselves with that light energy instead of, we got real used to feeding ourselves energetically with toxicity, with drama. trauma with fear. So you can consider this time right now, we're learning to refeed ourselves with being able to digest and bring in universal energy, which is pure God source energy, which is light energy, and that's where we are entering this period of enlightenment. And so you could ask yourself a simple question. Is my daily diet, physical, mental, emotional, is it heavy or is it light? Am I feeding myself physically, mentally, emotionally with a lot of drama, a lot of separation, and a lot of fear? Or am I feeding myself with empowering food, with connecting to earth, with flow, with love, with forgiveness? And you can answer that question very quickly. And if you're confused by that question, then it probably shows you that you're feeding yourself with more heavier stuff, because the answer, you'll start feeling that lightness within your heart, within your whole energy field when you're doing that, feeding yourself. So it's a good thing this week. Start asking yourself, how am I feeding myself physically, mentally, emotionally? Because the theme of the rest of this year into the rest of our lives, to be honest, is about changing our energetic diets, our physical diets, to add more of that light into our bodies. And that means I'm saying bodies, physical body, mental, emotional, spiritual body. And the more you do that, the more it absolutely will help you ground. It will help you be able to go through this time of change that some people can really experience the challenges. We all are in some aspect, but going it, what I call, with much more grace and ease versus kicking and screaming. So the more you embody those techniques, the more you're going to find it to be easier and really enjoy this physical experience we have, living in an abundant world with infinite possibilities and potentials, and really embracing that and looking at life through those kind of eyes, through what I call the God eyes. And so that's what I'm encouraging you to really look at today, how you're feeding yourself physically, mentally, emotionally. And remember, it's never too late to adjust your energetic diet and then just get into the habit of that. A lot of times it's having us get used to embodying and getting these, taking these tools and having them become such a habit. It's just like when you get in the car, you put the seatbelt on, you want to have your energetic techniques to be that ingrained in with you. And if you're feeling off, you're able to get yourself back into alignment again. So that's what we're talking about. We got a lot of other classes and stuff coming up. Again, the update, the website's going to be updated this week. We have a little bit of a delay with the storms and all the other stuff that we've been experiencing. But we're going to go to phone calls right after this break. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Mushrooms. Worth paying attention to, traditional use as well as modern research has shown that many mushrooms can enhance immune health and boast an array of other useful properties. These include anti-cancer and anti-tumor effects. Add medicinally valuable mushrooms such as shiitake, maitake, and reishi to soups, rice, beans, and other foods, or take in liquid extract form or powdered in capsules. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
It happens. See that little Hurricane Irene's throwing you all off
a little bit, Carrie? Throwback there.
That's all right. These things happen. You're just jumping right back into the swing of things.
That's all good. And we'll be live for a while now. We've missed a couple of shows because of stuff. You can call 1-800-930-2819. And we are live today, so that's great. It's great to be back. It's been a couple weeks. So 1-800-930-2819. And again, Benny, why don't we go to this phone line?
We'd love to do that, and we'll take starting things off the show. Welcome back, I guess, for you, Carrie, and we'll take Mary. She's calling in from Hawaii. Mary, what's exactly your question? It was a little more detailed off air, but you can explain it to Carrie. Go ahead.
Thank you, Benny. Good morning, Carrie.
Hi.
My question. Hi. We took the big leap. We went over the pond and landed here in Hawaii.
Wonderful.
Yeah, this is where we're setting up our home. And the licensure for massage, I'm just interested in how you see that going, because my transcripts and such, I'm hoping when I apply, they'll be accepted. And then the exam, I just have to say I have some trepidation over, because it's, you know, been 20-plus years since I had that exam. So...
You know, I'm seeing, Mary, that
fear in my voice.
What I saw pop up on the right side of your, right next to your head, was the, you know, they have a lot of those dummy books, this for dummies. It's like everything with those. I mean, literally people that are experts in this field, they write those. So I would definitely check out, or even on the internet, Google some sort of review thing, because they have all those for everything now. So I'd check that out. And it's more for for the mind than for your hands or your heart, because your heart's into it, your hands are, you're just aligning the mind with the heart, and it's just getting, again, updated with things. And I also would check to see if they have, I know state to state, they have different laws, and a lot of times the questioning has to make sure that people are updated with the law. So check out what they have, or even ask the massage schools if they give out anything to their students to for preparation. I don't see it's an issue, especially when you embrace it and take it in, take in the knowledge. And I also see a, actually it's interesting, I thought it was a grandmother at first, but then she turned around. She looked very much like a medicine woman from Hawaii, from the land. And she's going over and erasing 20 years. Whenever I see them erasing, it's like a real message of going beyond the physical time, because our mind could say, oh my God, it's been 20 years, but when it comes, you know, there's 20 years is nothing. You know what I mean? You're skipping that time thing and not having, because that's where the ego could latch on to the 20 years and then scare you and hit you right smack in the third chakra, and that's where I see it hitting you, right? And then it gets shaky, then the lower chakras go, and then the tailbone starts curling up, and that's the root chakras in that posture of feeling shaky and not grounded. So I would welcome her in. She's definitely connected. It's one of the reasons why you're even literally there in Hawaii, because she's definitely a connection. You could call her soul group. You could call her guide. You could call her many different things. So she's definitely here. She's also adding different herbs, and it looks like homeopathy, because I'm seeing the white pills into your energy, like into tea or underneath your mouth. And so if you're super nervous when you take the test, you take some sort of rescue remedy or homeopathy kind of things, especially those things that just kind of pop in your head or you hear about synchronistically. So I absolutely welcome her in. As far as get the I'm doing air quotes when I say the dummy book, and it's just really reviewing a lot of things because it's just updating yourself with the information. But just realize that a lot of this is third chakra stuff, and then it's just part of the process. Whenever we start something new, even when we're excited about it, it's very typical for us to have that kind of shakiness. And so when we understand it's part of the creation process, what's that, Mary?
I've been shaky as of late, and I'm just sort of connecting now to the land itself and feeling that. And I'm just feeling the land is really comforting me.
Perfect. So whenever you feel shaky, go lay down, and especially put your stomach on the ground, because that will help pull out any kind of those shaky cords that are in the third chakra in particular, and visualize literally bringing in, putting those cords back into the earth, because that's part of our partnership with earth. She'll take that, those shaky kind of energy, those cords that no longer serve us, and laying on your stomach is such a great thing. It grounds people, especially physically, just laying on the earth, because I'm seeing how much the land is supporting you, really healing the first, second, and third chakra. But when you feel that, again, that shakiness, just, again, put yourself flat on the stomach. I let my kids, when they drive home and then they see moms in the backyard on her stomach, they'll say, "What's going on?" You know. But it really helps so much, and it just is such a great technique that everyone can do. It doesn't cost anything, and it's a great way. Or our back against a tree, and when we sink into our spine against a tree, feel and work with the tree energy and put our roots right down into the center of the earth. And that's another good technique. So, again, part of the shaky, it's like, what's that?
There's a tree at the end of the street that's just amazing.
Perfect, because that's exactly what I saw you do after, too, is I saw you sinking into the tree. Actually, it's kind of interesting because the tree kind of transfigured into, does it literally look like there's some part of it that can look like a chair? Because I just thought
it
turned into a chair.
Well, you know, it could. It's the banyan, and it's got all these tendrils and trunk. There might be a chair nestled in there.
I'm sure. Now, actually, it's kind of interesting because it almost looks like this symbolic throne is transfiguring over the tree. So the tree medicine is definitely there to talk to you. Whenever I see any kind of thrones, that's my symbol of really going to self-worth, entitlement, all of those kind of deals, and especially generational patterns on both mom and dad's side of the family. Dad has more the entitlement theme that you came in, and mom is the worth theme, self-worth. And so when you're sitting in that chair, you're clearing out any kind of residual generational patterns that have to do with those themes, entitlement and self-worth. So that is beautiful. And I'm seeing just your whole energy has a lot of, when you're laying down on the ground, it turns a lot of blue energy and purple, and that's a really good color to, especially going into some sort of testing with massage. Those are perfect. The blue I see is the divine feminine energy, embracing the divine feminine, and that purple is all intuition. It's all the colors of where we're going to evolving to, so it's really, really great. So you'll do some thumbs up.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. You have a great day, and what a great move for you.
Yeah, very much so. Thanks, Mary, for calling in. And let's see here. Carrie, I think we'll have time for one more. Let's start with Joanne. She's calling in from Seattle. She's wondering if she should have back surgery. It's pretty serious. So, Joanne, welcome to the show. What's up?
Thank you. I have two herniated discs in my lower back. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to get motivated to do much. You know, I get like 10 minutes to vacuum or pull weeds. And I have tried physical therapy, acupuncture, massage, chiropractor, and yoga. I've been doing this about a year and a half.
Have you tried cranial sacral?
No. I don't
tried.
Know what that is.
If you go to a lot of the physical therapists, they are trained in cranial sacral, or you could look up into any holistic thing. But many physical therapists are starting to get trained into craniosacral. And there's a school in Massachusetts, I believe the guy started it. It was a chiropractor, Uplanger. And so there's one, his form, many people know, you're certified with it. And, again, a lot of chiropractors, physical therapists, which is great because insurance covers it. But other times, I know a lot of massage therapists that also have gone to the school for craniosacral. So craniosacral is very, very gentle. And what it is, it's profoundly healing with back, lower back issues, discs, herniated discs. I have had 4 herniated discs in my lower back. And so I know this personally. And I also know that it was the thing that I didn't have surgery because the craniosacral got me back into alignment. So it's very gentle. It's non-invasive. And it really works with this fluid. It gets the fluid going, the cranial fluid getting moving up and down. Because when I'm looking at your energetic tubes over to the right side, it's like tube 1, 2, 3. So that would be associated with first, second, and third chakra are contracted and all twisted. And so cranial sacral helps twist it and literally brings that fluid down into your systems, which is health. So, and as far as the surgery doing, I would really, I saw kind of a yellow sign, meaning, which means like, not warning, but it's just like slow down right now. You know what I mean? As far as, right this period right now, I know you said you've tried other stuff. And have you got your vitamin D3 levels checked because you're lower than 80 to 100 and 10 LULs? And that is huge for back health, endocrine health, and all of that kind of stuff. So D3 is key for you. And remember, ULs is how they read it in the blood, and you want to have a minimum of 80 and up to 110. You're not close to that. And a lot of times when you start taking the vitamin D3, it increases, it helps with back health. They're doing therapy to anywhere from cancer to Parkinson's to muscular stuff down to back things with vitamin D3. It's like the new miracle thing. I think Oprah Winfrey did a thing about it. So I would just check, especially over the next 3 days into the next 3 weeks into the next 3 months, different things besides what you have done, because in literally taking your hand and doing sideways eights, infinity eights, especially from the lower chakras, from underneath the chest over the pubic bones, because there's a split in communication, and you could, it's like a line, it looks like almost like a surgical thing, or like a, imagine somebody taking like a dagger and cutting you from the breastbone all the way to the pubic bone. So you could go and have the surgery in the back. It's not going to help that communication. If anything, it could just make recovery harder. So let's just say it's helping you prep. If down the road that you need the surgery, it's prepping you to be able to go through the surgery faster and heal. But I would really definitely try the cranial sacral and to check out the vitamin D3 and supplements and diets and get rid of acid food and all the other stuff, because either way it's prepping you if you down the road need it. But I do see this measuring tape, which means to me kind of extend it right now, because there's different things that you could find support from. Okay.
Would this affect tremors?
Yeah, absolutely. 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 Yep. All right, Joanne. So if you need any, if you email me if you have any further questions, and I'll give you some other information there, okay?
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Transformation. talkradio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupe is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupe can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour, so you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
We'd love to, and we'll take now Haley. She's calling in from Texas, and a little while ago she said that during meditation she felt like her heart kind of block up a little bit, and she was just a little concerned and was looking for some direction and guidance, so maybe we can help her out with that. So, Haley, explain to Carrie what exactly you were doing and what was going on, I guess, and we'll see if we can go from there.
Okay, great. Yes, thank you for taking my call. And
you're welcome.
And the other day I was, like, when I was in my meditation spot, I was in a field, and, like, it was just a blank field with grass, and just so I could be grounded, because I'm going through a lot of school stuff right now, and it's, like, I'm really busy, you know, so that was kind of my downtime. And anyway, when I was doing that, I was just trying to relieve my stress about school and everything, and I could just feel like it would be my right-hand side, this area around my heart. I don't know. I guess, like, my real heart is right here down the middle, but my etheric part feels like it's further to the left of me, if that makes sense. And anyway, so it would be on the right-hand side of that left side. And it just felt like there was some block right there. And I was like, well, maybe you could help me, or you could see or tell me what I need to, you know, what might quicken that healing that needs to go on there.
Okay. All right. Actually, it's a really great question, Haley, because what I'm noticing is that as we are, as I was speaking earlier in the show about lightening up, getting lighter, bringing lightness down to the physical body, that people are starting to feel more of the physical symptoms more than they ever have before. And so part of that is a positive confirmation that as we bring our energy and attention into our energy body and cleanse it and clear it, that it really works down to the physical. When I'm looking into the heart, what you're doing is unzipping this symbolic, what I see as a straight jacket. And think of that symbolic straight jacket you put on by the time you were 2.5 years old to 3.5 years old as a form of protection, as a defense mechanism. And when we start meditating and start releasing and intend to release anything that is affecting our heart or trying to ground, we're getting rid of those blocks. And they look they take form of different things because it gives me different information. So a straight jacket shows me that you're very empathic, that you're very sensitive, especially at that 2.5, 3 years old, that there was a part where you felt very shaky, especially on the right side. That would be connected to male lineage, father, and also what was happening at the house right now. I'm looking at the ground feeling very wavy. It looks like a lot of emotions and emotional things going on. And sometimes I've read this where a sibling was born, or a father or mother was getting promoted, or there was a move that was a good move, but it still feels shaky. You know what I mean? Especially if the parents don't feel like a 2.5 to 3 year old child needs to get information. There's a disruption in the grounded energy, right? And so the straitjacket energy is like putting this protection around you. And this really comes in from, I see this, I call it the past life wave in your head. So you're having this wave thing. So this is a defense mechanism that you created for a long time. You've done this for eons. So when you go into your heart meditation, literally visualize yourself unzipping your heart energy and just visualize any kind of cords just going to the ground and turning from ashes, and then see, sense, feel a light from the center of your heart, and that you could see it as a speck at first or a divine spark, and then see that spark getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so that like white energy is like a ball, then it turns into a softball-sized ball, then it gets bigger and bigger, radiating from the physical body, radiating out to at least the 3 feet around you, because then it goes through emotional body, mental body, and spiritual body, starting from the physical body. There's vortexes in our physical heart chakra that brings us to like the celestial heaven doors, right? And they literally are vortexes that help us have, like, let's say, easier access to the celestial energies that are around us. But a lot of times we don't look within. It's the old thing of all the answers are within, but we tend to look outside for ourselves, right? So what I'm watching is that you are definitely reaching what I call the nitty-gritty artifacts or defense mechanisms, which would mean blocks in your energy field that were created to protect you, but they actually block us, right? And so working with energy, especially through September, and being able to clear that out as far as the energetic straitjacket. So anytime that you could go in and tap your thymus too, tap the thymus really helps when we're releasing heart stuff, because I call it it's a high heart energy. So imagine your thymus opening up, or seeing it as a lotus flower, and see even like symbolic rain coming over your whole heart, and that rain looks like a crystal rain or a rainbow rain, and it's feeding your heart energy, universal healing, health energy, grounding energy. And as it does that, it helps open up the heart. So the heart feels supported. You feel supported, especially the little Haley that can feel like somebody could come up, and I just saw this like dagger over your right shoulder. So there's a theme of surprise, betrayal, attack, right? And it doesn't mean anything's happening in the future. This isn't things from the past. So your body is on alert. That's why the straitjacket came in, to protect you, so that you're of any kind of surprise, betrayal, attack, or the attack, or the rug getting pulled out underneath you. And now you're saying, you know what? This doesn't serve me anymore. This is actually taking my heart energy in. And I really see, especially your energy wants to spin counterclockwise to me. That's opening up the left side, which is the feminine side, and it's really redefining yourself as an empowered female, and how you, the taking in energy and also being in balance of giving and receiving, because you're more of a giver outer than a receiver, taking in energy opportunities. You're more of a helper than taking. This is about helping yourself, being in balance of giving and receiving energy. So it's a huge transformational time, because I'm watching butterflies all over your energy, which is my symbol of transformation. And so really going in there. And also, a great thing to do is whenever we feel blocks or we're able to identify it, go right into that block and say, what do you have to teach me, or what do you want to say? And a lot of times when I'm reading somebody's energy field, I'll see it looks like a title of a name, and I'll see grief, or I'll hear abandonment, or I see disdain, or I see hate, or I see rage, you know? And it's just a simple word that says gazillions of things. I'll watch that, the word rage, and I'll see hundreds of cords going off of the word, and then those cords go to different parts of the energy field, and they're holding that vibration of rage. So when we go right toward the rage and then put like light into it and imagine the word rage exploding and then turn into ashes, all those hundreds of thousands of tubes that were holding the vibration of rage also goes. That's where the beautiful thing of the energies of 2011, we can transform those things that have been in our energy field for a long time, right?
And genetically in our energy field, right, that come through as the family. I've cleared out a lot of family stuff in my family that has stopped, or that, you know, it, but this still, there's some things that are still lingering, and I'm sure that that is one of them. And then, you know, when you do get those things cleared out, it's that habit of not going back right into that same pattern again, because it's like the test come then.
Exactly.
And so, you know, once you do get the heart unzipped, the first thing it feels like when somebody attacks you, or when you're standing by somebody that's got a lot of issues, that you're getting slapped, you know, in a way. It's just,
Right. I totally understand, Haley. I totally get it. And that's where I see where, for the longest time, I didn't like to use the word test, because then I thought it gave, consciously or subconsciously, that God Creator is like the patriarchal person that tests us. And if you just read energy patterns, when we're releasing something that is huge, the energy is recalibrating. And so as that pattern is releasing, it could magnetically pull those experiences up that that create those past experiences. You know what I mean? So, got over the word test, because I was really resistant to it. And I figured out that was my own resistance, that if people understand it as test, then good. That's because it can feel like a test, but it's a test more for ourself than any kind of patriarchal, matriarchal mother, father, God saying, how are you going to do? Or our guides and angels said, are you going to learn this time? You know what I mean? Because I really see
it as, even if you're not open. Not even really open to the test before.
Right.
And once you open that area, then all of a sudden you notice that it's been that it's there in the first place. You know, so you could be, I mean, you're absolutely correct that you didn't believe in the word test, and it's probably not even a test. It's just that we're happen to be in this space to see it rather than an old space that it was just part of our daily routine.
Right. Or the way it'll look to me when I'm just, again, when I simply read patterns, and it goes down to a form of reading either symmetry patterns, symmetrical or asymmetrical, and I could go into asymmetrical patterns where it could be a lot of trauma, drama, horrific things, but if I stay in the observer posture and it's either symmetrical or asymmetrical, and then just bring in that symmetry into those parts of the energy body that's asymmetrical, it just keeps us in the observer posture. It keeps us out of the dramas and the traumas, and then it also, as far as that whole test thing, it's like when the energy is removing and getting removed, it's like I always like the analogy of the great big magnet that's pulling anything that's that like vibration. So when we're in that pattern of downloading or pushing out with the magnet anything that has that like vibration, it could seem where we're in this period of attracting that the same like lesson, but it's literally a part of the energy field recalibrating and releasing. So the major thing, Haley, there's that you could see that straitjacket as a symbol of an ancient block, or what I'm calling like the ancient artifacts that's been in your energy field for a long time, or what it represents is the part of feeling very much abandoned, or that you have to close your energy in because of a surprise betrayal attack theme. You know what I mean? That the rug could get pulled out underneath you, that you could be annihilated physically, mentally, emotionally for being who you are. When you say, no, I can't be annihilated because I am essence. I'm part of God, source, creator energy. And God, creator energy, cannot die because we are eternal, immortal, and then we get to upgrade those energy patterns, then the fear of having to close in the energy for protection, we realize that that's it was part of the ego protection or the winner child's protection, and now we don't have to, it doesn't serve us anymore. So you're going to feel a lot of heat in your heart, and it's going to really keep on expanding because I'm watching these wings going out of your heart and feel very, very wide. Ascension is all about wideness. It's about getting very wide, grounded down to earth, and it's like a bird or an angel that expands its wings. It's about us being able to stretch across eternity to be in this world and not of it. So being very present, but also having that full-on connection to creator source energy and bringing it into our energy field, which we can feel like we're part of that creator energy that's massive, and it's just that pure bliss energy.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we're with you to the top of the hour with open phone lines. And Benny, speaking of open phone lines, why don't we go to those?
Again, we'd like to do that, Carrie, and we'll take Sandy. She's been waiting patiently. She's calling in from Ontario, Canada, and she's curious if she's been on the right path for energy practice. So let's see. Sandy, welcome to the show. What's up?
Thank you very much. Yes, hi, Carrie. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm an energy practitioner, and I'm just wondering if there's something else I need to focus on that'll help me enlarge my practice or reach the people that I need to reach that I'm not reaching at this point. If there's something that I am using to block myself, or that I can open up more with, or something else I can focus on.
Okay. When I go right into the right side of your second chakra, and I look at your front fibers, your front strands, and think of that's their ability to manifest and bring into the physical 3D world, they look like a little wobbly, or a little I'm seeing like a symbol of somebody that could take a 5-pound or a 10-pound weight to exercise those more, right? And part of it has to do with lineage patterns of as far as being able to accept money. And I noticed that this is a real common theme with people, old souls, ancient souls, and people that are drawn to metaphysics and energy work in the first place, that we could have literally have activated vows in our energy field from past life, that vows of service, vows of poverty, that really affect us in this incarnation. So really going on to a practice of releasing those vows in any direction of space of of time that has to do with service and money, service and also the theme of that money is the root of all evil and money is dirty, because you have that flanking on your right side. So you can literally say to go into your energy and say in any direction of space of time that has the theme of money is dirty, money is the root of evil, money is energy that allows us to have physical 3D experiences. So it is literally energy, but we have eons and eons and eons of emotions collectively and individually around the energy of money. And so when we are able to dance with the energy of money, see energy as an angel or as an element that's moving, that's dancing, that you could really, really connect with, Sandy, that will really profoundly help you. And when I get into this, also the second chakra, it looks like it's turned into a salmon color, and I see that's part of the energy body shifting, so that's good. But there's a little bit like of a cloud energy, and when I get pulled up into the right energetic ovary, there's a sense of sadness and like a feeling of hopelessness. And part of this is a wave that you're feeling the energy of the collective whole right now. A lot of people are feeling fear, sadness, hopelessness, that kind of energy, and you're very empathic, so you're picking up on that kind of energy, and then it's like kind of contracting your the energy. So I would definitely work on, especially when I go out into 3 to 5 feet on the right side of your energy field, on 45 degree right, so if you put your hand up on 45 degree right, there's a, not necessarily a hole, it looks like a circle that's a hole, but it's not like a Swiss cheese hole, it just has a vulnerability there that is having you pick up more on the collective theme right now. And so I would make sure that you in particular pay attention to that side of your energy field. So as soon as I put light or like this energetic meshing up there that is going to turn down this volume for you not to hear the collective unconscious, subconscious patterns of us right now, and especially when it has to do with lack, scarcity, fear, and hopelessness is what I keep on hearing from a lot of people right now. So part of this is a transitional period, because I do see you stretching out of this, especially from now. November in particular seems very significant for you, and I see you holding the victorious posture. And literally take your hand and connect the right and left side of our body, because a lot of times we forget how much that the physical vessel is so important. We could do our energy work, and then we like taking the hand and doing the infinity eights over the right and left side is increasing the communication between the right and left side in our physical vessel, and that is it will help increasing the communication and clearing out those the blocks that are bringing in more money and so in more clients and all of those kind of deals. So it's just, I'm watching you just adjusting. It's minor adjustments, but it's going to make all the difference in the world with your practice. Also doing education, like free tidbit, encouraging free educational things, you know what I mean, as far as having people take a taste of what you have to offer and not like not giving away the house, but it's more of like I do free teleclasses all the time, and part of it's my give back, and it also is introducing people to see themselves as energetic beings. So doing something along those lines, but not giving everything away. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't mean you have to go and do full sessions. It's just more of the education of the energy piece of it, okay?
I've done a little bit of that, and instantly then I have people, and it's instant. Once I've worked on them, it's like, wow, I feel great, and then I never see them again.
Well, that's just to think that that's part of the fear of I'm never going to see them again, you know what I mean? So yes. I'd click out of that program, you know what I mean?
Right, gotcha. I got that one right now.
Yes, good. Good, because now more than ever, people are waking up and taking accountability and responsibility, and they know that they're really, it's like this download on the earth that people are really waking up to saying, wait a minute, we're energetic beings, and it is like not brushing my teeth and taking a shower, so let me learn some of these techniques, and I'm seeing more and more people doing it and following through, and also knowing that it's the magic pill, like one session might not be it, you know what I mean? So, and they're willing to commit and all that kind of stuff. So there's a real beautiful awakening that I'm watching going on. So be part, tap into that energy instead. Like that would be going along the theme of like the hopelessness or that kind of deal of, all right, they're going to go out and they're not going to come back. Let's just cancel that program out. All right.
I'm releasing that now. Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very good. Then you'll notice a huge difference. It has all to do with second chakra issues. That has nothing to do with clients and energy work. It has to do with things that go back to when you were 2 to 4 years old.
Okay.
All righty.
Yes, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Sandy, for calling in. And, Carrie, that will, I think, do it for today's show. If you have anything you'd like to wrap up or close with, be an opportunity right about now.
Yes.
Okay.
We would talk about the mentorship program that are coming up. We're going to start it in the end of September, but a couple things have delayed that process. So we're going to be starting in October, toward the end of October, a mentorship program, and it's going to be either 3 or 6 months. That means it's going to be running at the same time. You could decide to join in for 3 months or 6 months. And that's where we're going to get really down. It's like a PhD course where we are going to give you techniques. We're going to give you cutting-edge techniques. I am given techniques all the time that are new, that are adjusted because of the energy shifts that are happening. So that's the mentorship program that's happening at the end of September. And you get to decide how long you want to join in on. And between those meetings, because we meet once a month, we're going to have like class set up where people could talk to each other, compare notes, work with each other, because this is about applying. It's about doing it. We are in a physical body and we're here to do stuff. So as we could get the techniques down, but it's following through and doing stuff. Just like when we talked about Sandy, it's like the doing part that's so important for many, many people, of following through and doing it. And that takes practice. It's like going out to the gym. So this is like a PhD, going to the gym, getting yourself in energetic shape. And it also allows you to get out to other people. So, all more information on carolconnor.com. May you align with the divine.